This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. There's good news for a change in New Mexico's education. The PARC test scores in English, Language, Arts, and Math are up over last year. Math was up just under 2% and reading 2.5%. That's enormous when the number of students taking the test is considered. While the actual numbers are a bit depressing, there is a positive movement. The 2018 data released last Thursday shows that only 21.6% of the students tested were proficient in math and just over 31% in reading. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The scores are a bit higher than last year and the highest since 2015 when the PARC test was introduced. The highest reading rate this year among the 10 largest districts came from Farmington, where reading proficiency was nearly 43%, up over 3 percentage points from last year. In math, they increased their score to 26.5. Way to go, Farmington. Rio Rancho, which ranked number one among large districts last year, scored 40.8% in reading this year, an improvement of only 8-tenths of a percentage points. In math, Rio Rancho, however, scored 31.4, the highest among large schools. More after this. Santa Fe's reading scores also increased from 28.3% to 29. Not much, but an improvement. There were also many fewer students who opted out of the test this year than in previous years. This year it was 866 students, compared with about 1,200 last year. When the test was introduced in 2015, nearly 5,500 students refused to take it. Ruskowski said, quote, "I think over the last several years, more and more students, parents, and families have embraced the expectation of higher standards," end quote. In the Albuquerque School District, the state's largest, both reading and math were up. Last year, 19.7% of the kids tested were proficient in math. This year, 21.3%. In reading, the number went from 27% to 30%. Those are the best results since the test started for APS, and the district is nearly on par with state averages. The PARC test, which stands for Partnership for Assessment and Readiness for College and Careers, tests students in grades 3 through 11. While the numbers aren't great, they are the way to pull New Mexico off the bottom tier of the lists. New Mexico was ranked 49th most recently. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The change and improvement are gradual, perhaps because there's a new crop of students, perhaps because the recognition of importance of education is increasing, and perhaps because the higher standards are pulling the kids along. We don't know, but we like it. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.